Welcome back to the Clubhouse, coming to you from the McAdoo Studios. Danny Noakes, Chris Barnhart with you. Hour number two off and running. First, before we go any further, I want to thank Jeff Archer of WFXR, the sports director for Fox 2127, for joining us in the last segment of the first hour. Had a lot of fun chatting it up with him. But now we turn our attention to Virginia Tech solely, and we've got Chris Coleman of Tech Sideline in here joining us for all of hour number two. Follow him on Twitter at Chris Coleman TSL. Chris, what's going on, man? How are you?
Not too much. How are you?
Good, man. I figure we just start with basketball here, work our way to football. We can touch on a bunch of different things today, but the big news coming out of the basketball program, Jalen Hudson and Satchel Pierce transferring. Satch announced first, and I guess they both didn't really come as a surprise to me. Mm-hmm. They both want playing time. The good thing is, although they both did flash some, you know, points of talent that Tech might miss, they've got guys that I think they can step in and fill in for them, no problem.
Yeah, I think Satchel made the best decision for himself and the program. I don't think he's an ACC-level player. Mm-hmm. I think he needs to play at a lower level, get himself more playing time, and it frees up a scholarship for Virginia Tech. That's a win-win situation, in my opinion. Hudson is obviously an ACC talent, arguably the most talented player on the team. Buzz will tell you that he was. Wasn't necessarily a fit. I don't think... I don't want to phrase this the wrong way, but what I always heard about him was that work ethic was a concern.
Right.
And that's not to suggest that he has a bad work ethic. Mm-hmm. I think he has a normal work ethic, but to play for Buzz Williams, you've got to do extra things. And, you know, if you follow Buzz on Twitter, every time they go on a road trip, he posts pictures of a voluntary workout that
right.
the team has.
Mm-hmm.
And the one person that you never see in any of those photographs is Jalen Hudson.
Right.
So, like, he's not doing the little things like that, like showing up to voluntary workouts. Ahmed Hill showed up to every single one of them mm-hmm. all year, even though he was hurt. So, plus, Jalen Hudson's dad wanted him out of Virginia Tech, and he wanted him out of Virginia Tech after Jalen's freshman season. I thought this was going to happen last year.
Right.
And I was pleasantly surprised when Jalen came back for his sophomore season. So, and then when you consider the playing time aspect, I mean, I know a lot of people would be surprised to know that Devin Wilson averaged more minutes than Jalen Hudson this year.
That is a little bit surprising.
Yeah.
And the good thing is, I think part of it, you know, the playing time aspect, Ahmed Hill's going to be coming back, mm-hmm. and you would assume that he is going to fall into an even bigger role than Jalen had this previous season, I would think, because Ahmed Hill is a very good basketball player. He's talented, but he's so high energy, and that's the type of guy that Buzz wants on the floor.
Absolutely. You know, when they were both freshmen, Ahmed Hill started 30 games and averaged almost 30 minutes a game, 29.6 minutes, I think. And then Jalen Hudson that year started 3 games and averaged 16 minutes. I mean, even as a sophomore, Jalen didn't play as much as Med did as a freshman. And plus, Chris Clark, you know, in theory, will be on the team the entire
right.
season this year. I think the chances of getting Ty Outlaw have gone up recently, from what I've heard. There's a chance he could get cleared. So I just think all signs point to Jalen not getting as much playing time next year. And so while I'd like to keep him, I would certainly love to have that type of talent
right.
in the program. All right, this is a big difference from the past. Virginia Tech had a bunch of attrition in the past, like under Seth Greenberg. But they, for the most part, they lost guys because they couldn't play at the ACC level.
Mm.
Right now, they're losing a talented player, not because he can't play at this level, but because all the other players in his position are too good.
Yeah.
That's a good problem to have. That's a really good problem to
have. It is. And I wonder... I don't think we know where either of these guys. Certainly, we don't know where Satchel Pierce is going to. But we saw this happen last year with Adam Smith. I think he was the leading scorer for Virginia Tech when he left, and then he left for Georgia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
So you certainly wouldn't want to see Jalen be successful. Certainly, wish him the best of luck. But it wouldn't be ideal if he stayed in the ACC.
He's not going to, because he'd have to sit out for 2 years. The reason Adam Smith got away with it was because he had graduated.
Right.
So he was able to do that right away. That won't happen. Virginia Tech will block him from being able to go to ACC schools. I think it's actually an ACC rule that unless you're one of those fifth-year graduate transfers,
mm-hmm.
you would have to sit out 2 years if you go from one ACC school to the next. And obviously that won't happen. Nobody's going to want to sit out for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think he could end up somewhere like Maryland. I think he's, you
wow.
know, yeah. I mean, I'm just spitballing here.
Right. That's a talented program,
yeah.
not too far from here.
Yeah.
Right.
Or if he wants to go back to Richmond and stay close to home, he could mm-hmm. play for somebody like VCU.
Right.
Yeah. So he's going to have plenty of options because he's one of the most talented transfers available right now to anybody.
Yeah, and I remember in one of the early press conferences from earlier in the basketball season, Buzz talked about how even he was surprised that Adam Smith was able to transfer in conference with relative ease. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was really no blowback, and to a division rival that is so we see Georgia Tech so often, it seems like. So the fact that Adam Smith was able to go to a rival like that, a little bit surprising, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't see it coming. I didn't have a problem with it because, you know, quite frankly, I considered Adam Smith to be a one-tool player.
Yeah, the shot.
The shot, mm-hmm. And that's pretty much it. He wasn't a good defensive player. He couldn't get to the glass, couldn't draw fouls, contact, everything like that. So I was not upset about losing him to even the Georgia Tech. But, yeah, that would have stung a little bit if he'd hit a last-second three-pointer to beat Virginia Tech.
It would have. I wonder what it says, the attrition here. This is the 10th player that has left the program since Buzz took over the job. I don't think it says too much about him, but you do have to factor in that 10 players have left, I suppose, since his hiring, and that, you know, we're not sure where they're going to go, but does it say anything about him?
Nah. I mean, he had a fairly highly attrition rate at Marquette. I think if you look around college basketball these days, though, everybody has a high attrition rate. That's just the way it is. These guys want to play. That's put into their head ever since they're being recruited that they should play. They should be scoring in double figures and everything like that. There's just not a lot of guys these days who accept role-playing roles, per se.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a surprise to me. I think that most of the attrition, though, when he first got here was needed.
Right.
A lot of those guys needed to be weeded out. You know, Adam Smith, I like Adam Smith as a person. I think he was a very good athlete and an excellent shooter, obviously. But you're not going to finish sixth in the ACC with Adam Smith as your starter with a 5'9 two guard.
Mm.
It's just not – I mean, he needed to go for this program to get better. You know, C.J. Barksdale needed to go because he didn't fit in with Buzz's intensity work ethic style. Trevor Thompson, that was a personality clash waiting to happen. A lot of those guys just needed to go.
Mm-hmm.
Virginia Tech was not going to win basketball games with those guys in Buzz's system.
Right, and they weren't. I mean, they weren't Buzz's recruits.
Yeah.
Jalen Hudson was a James Johnson guy, but I believe Satch was, right? Wasn't he committed to Marquette?
That was kind of weird. Looking back, that's kind of weird to me because I look at Satch, I don't see the skill set. He just does.
Right.
He doesn't have the first thing you got to have is to be a good big man is be able to catch the ball.
Mm-hmm.
He has bad hands. I mean, you can establish all the position you want, but if you can't catch the basketball, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't. Looking back, it's kind of weird that Buzz recruited him. He doesn't seem like a Buzz type. But at the same time, when you're recruiting centers these days, this isn't the 1980s where there's a bunch of 7-foot guys with skill running around out there.
Right.
You've kind of got to take a chance on some centers and hope they develop. And I think that's what he did with Satch, but it just didn't work out.
Yeah, and the good thing is that, first of all, Kerry Blackshear showed a lot of promise, I think, this season. And also, you're going to bring in Hadeem C.
Yeah.
And those are two big guys. And you mentioned Ty Outlaw. We might see him this season or next season after all.
Yeah, that's right. So, and I think Outlaw's a guy who could play some undersized four, but is definitely would be a solid three for Virginia Tech once he gets himself back in basketball shape. Kerry Blackshear is a versatile guy, could play four or five, and I think you know, Johnny Hamilton should make some progress between this year and next year. And you lose Shane Henry, but from what I saw from Hadeem C. this past weekend, I don't know that he'll ever be a star for Virginia mm-hmm. Tech, but he's got a good set of hands on him. He's a good offensive rebounder. He's a fairly tough kid. So, you know, I think he provides you more from a skill standpoint from day one than Shane Henry did and then from what Satchel Pierce did.
Right.
You know, will he be able to pick up the basketball IQ part of it as a freshman? Where do I have to be on the court here? Understanding Buzz's definition of playing hard is compared to everybody else's definition of playing hard. So there's a lot of variables involved, but I think Tech is will upgrade their front court next year. Even if they don't bring anybody else in, that they've upgraded it from a skill standpoint. But I would love them to bring in a guy who can play that center position. I would love to see them go out and get a graduate transfer, a guy who can play right away, because I think that could really get them over the hump.
All right, now, before we step aside in this break here, before we transition over to spring football, Josh Pastner is going to be the next head coach at Georgia Tech. He comes over from Memphis. He's automatically going to be the youngest coach in the ACC at 38 years old. We were talking to Jeff Archer earlier in the show, and he spent some time in Tennessee covering UT, so they'd always keep their eye on Memphis. And Pastner was not a guy that made the most of the talent that he had. I mean, some of those Memphis teams were very good, and he did not have a very good tournament or NCAA tournament record at all.
I think, you know, he was a hot name when they first promoted him to head coach.
Right.
Quite frankly, I'd forgotten about the guy the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And I would agree that that program has dropped off since he became head coach, which makes it a very interesting hire for Georgia Tech. Can he build a program? Because they need to be built. Mm-hmm. They just lost all those seniors. I mean, Brian Gregory,
right,
put together a team with a bunch of transfers. You know, with the exception
Georges
Hunt. Everybody, right. Most of the other guys there were transfers, mm-hmm, like Adam Smith. They lose something like 85% of their scoring off last year's team. That program needs to be rebuilt.
Right?
Can he rebuild Georgia Tech? Can he do it, Georgia Tech? Memphis didn't need to be rebuilt, but they did drop off under him.
Right.
And he was able to recruit well at Memphis. Can he recruit well at Georgia Tech and build them over time? I don't see how a guy who underachieved at Memphis can do well at Georgia Tech.
Right. It's certainly not going to get any easier for him playing in the ACC. And, you know, even teams like Virginia Tech are building their programs and getting back to where they want to be.
With a coaching talent in this league.
Yeah.
I mean, Tony Bennett, Buzz Williams, Roy Williams, Coach K, Mike Bray. I mean, this team is stacked. This league is stacked. Jim Larrañaga. I mean, there's great coaches all over this league. And I don't view him as a guy who matches up well with those coaches.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Now, we got to step aside and take a break. And when we come back, we'll get to some spring football. We're talking a lot of defense today. So keep it locked to Super Sports 101.7.